You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we're back with Dan Summers. He's a CEO and founder of IHT Realty Crowdfunding. Dan is a very accomplished real estate guy. I want to bring him on the phone. I want to have him talk about what he's done, because Dan's done well in excess of $1 billion in real estate acquisitions and financing, and he's trying to bring that special expertise to you. Hey, Dan, welcome back to the show.
Hey, Jim, thanks. It's always fun to be part of your show. I enjoy the opportunity to chat with you and your guests.
I really appreciate it. Now, we've been touting that this is going to be on-trend investing, a discussion with that. And first of all, can you really give me a definition? Because it sounds like just a term.
It's kind of a fun term, to tell you the truth. There's a couple of sayings. There's an old saying that says, today's trends are tomorrow's reality. And in fact, those are the forces that will shape the upcoming 2017 real estate trends. They're already in motion today, and they'll continue over the next coming year. But there's even a neater saying by Wayne Gretzky. Wayne Gretzky, skate to where the puck is going, not to where it is.
Well, and with
if
that,
you think about that, it's true.
100%. And with that, where do you think the puck is going based on some of the trends? I guess we should talk about what some of the trends are first. What are some of the trends?
Well, you know, I liken this adventure, if you will, into 2017 like a chess game,
okay,
or a chess match, where you can study the board, and you need to be two or three steps ahead of your opponents at all times. You've got to be alert. You've got to be aware of the other opponent's weaknesses, strengths, mindful of the opposition, and most decidedly enter the game with a plan. And the whole idea is to enter it with a plan.
Yes, sir.
So when designing this plan, you've got to make sound real estate investment decisions. And you got to stay away from the misinformation. You know, conversations at the country club are not something that should be a driver in the process. You've got to really look at facts. And in order to, it's got to be viewed as a chess game, not a game of chess, not chance. But some of the moving parts to this market is interesting. It's really looking at the macroeconomics and matching it to the microeconomics. If you look at the U.S. macroeconomics data, it's suggesting there's no real overheating. The GDP is settling at about 2%, and job growth is firm. It's running at about 1.7%, 2.5 million annually. And the Fed hasn't been overly cautious about raising rates, basically because of the volatility of data, the financial markets, and obviously the geopolitical climate. So you really got a punch bowl of opportunities in front of us. So you're asking where the trends are. There's a lot of trends, okay? Once again, it's a punch bowl. But some of the trends that really jump out at me are the millennials and the boomers. They're
right.
Going to dominate the market.
Okay.
You've got two massive demographic waves, and the millennials and baby boomers, they're the power, the demand behind the absorption over the next 10 years.
Sure. Well, that's probably why multifamily and senior housing is such strong market sectors right now.
Indeed. Actually, let me drill down on that just a wee little bit.
Please.
You know, with the millennials, jobs are no longer really a career, and millennials aren't really yet looking for a commitment for owning a house. They're footloose on the job. You know, they're reticent to establish roots in any community. Understanding the trend, developers really addressing this opportunity, and they're building condo quality rentals, which are when the market dictates, they can change in midstream and become a sales-driven opportunity. But in the interim, it's a rental opportunity. And when you match that with the baby boomers, they're actually building these in sync with baby boomers in mind. It's a reduction in square footage, et cetera. So they're really looking at the opportunistic trend here with respect to the boomers matching up with the millennials. Now, you've got baby boomers retiring at an unbelievable pace. 10,000 a day are retiring. And understanding the socioeconomics associated with this leaves an opportunity. There's approximately 19% of the retired Americans have $250,000 or more set aside for retirement. 34% of the retired Americans have $250,000 or less. And 47% have no savings. That's staggering set aside for retirement. So what we have here is an aging population they will mostly be dependent on Social Security and Medicare.
Wow. And working until they're 80.
This opens the floodgates to a very interesting chess move. That chess move, frankly, is affordable housing and residential affordable assisted living facilities. Do your homework in these two arenas, and you'll be surprised at the opportunities they offer.
Now, Dan, with those opportunities and trends, what type of things is IHT doing to help people get in front of the curve?
Well, frankly, Jim, we're looking at really investing in this trending opportunity. In trend, actually, I coined the word interest real estate investing, in trend real estate investing.
Sure.
And we're looking at these opportunities. So we've really entered the affordable housing and the assisted living space to the extent that we're hosting quite a few of these on our site. You were asking about technology, the trends, and I think there's a couple of other trends I want to bring up. One is the home prices for 2017. The transaction volume and the prices are up, while really the new supply remains low. Home values will increase, but slowly, to say the least. There's predictions in every market that could change, but the overall consensus is that there will be a slight increase in both development and housing. So 2016 has been a massive year for all of us, for the real estate market in general, but we can't continue to absorb those kinds of that kind of a trend with increases in valuation, et cetera. So Forbes, as an example, recently suggested that it takes time for real estate patterns to level off. So there's not going to be a dramatic drop off in 2016, that is, to 2017, but it's going to be a slow trending downwards. But the good news is it's still going to be a good time to sell real estate. So with that in mind, the market is still going to be strong, but it's not going to continue as strong as it has for 2016. Well, in terms of IHT Realty and the technology, as you know, technology is infiltrated itself throughout the entire real estate industry. We've got smart home technology. You know, we're learning where thermostats are integrated, have integrated themselves with technology. Solar panels, the houses are set up with USB hubs and automated home functions, et cetera. It's crazy, but that's where technology is going. Mobile applications in the real estate industry, real estate professionals are tied in to MLS, to county information, et cetera. They'll serve better for serve buyers and brokers and landlords and appraisers and developers all have absolute access 24/7. And research and analytics, which we use on a daily basis, that's at our fingertips right now. Traditionally, research has been conducted manually by analysts and gathering demographic research, but now the open data initiatives in municipalities and across the country are at our fingertips. Information flow is staggering, and once again, at our fingertips. And then there's real estate investing. You know, since the regulatory change occurred in 2012, that opened the floodgates for opportunities in the real estate crowdfunding space.
Right.
And that's, once again, the marriage between real estate and technology, giving birth to financial technology.
Now, Dan, you're taking real estate technology and your background in real estate, you're transforming it, you're basically bringing big investor opportunities and underwriting to the general public. And that's what it's all about. You're democratizing real estate. And I want to kind of hold that thought for just a second. Can you stick with us and do another segment, Dan? Because I don't think we're finished here yet.
I can indeed, Jim. Thank you.
All right. So, Wanda, take it away. Let's play some music. Let's come back real fast because Dan and I have a couple more things I want to make sure we get to before we run out of time today. Dan, thank you for holding on. Everybody, stick with us. Dan is about to give us some great information you'll be able to use today to make money. It doesn't get any better than that. So, Wanda, more music, then more money. Let's get this thing cracking.